For some, managing body weight is also a matter of actively controlling food intake. And loss of control may result in excess intake, known as binge eating. Caroline Bratt, a professor in psychology from Ghent University, has studied the link between binge eating and weight gain. She explains.
So the topic of my lecture was the question if it's possible that weight induces binge eating, or is it binge eating that induces weight? So that was the big question. And we did some studies where we could find at least some of the answers, and it's rather complicated. A, you have some people, and it can be children or adults, that have problems with their eating and that become overweight because of bad eating habits. But it's also the other pathway is possible, that if you have a weight problem, or you at least you feel overweight, then you have a lot of concerns about eating, and this can induce diet restriction. And because most people then were too strict for themselves, they have a lot of rules on dieting. They have breakdowns, and this breakdown is, for example, when you are emotional or when you are very hungry, and then the eating problems are only a consequence of the overweight. So at least we need to differentiate also in people, in studies, for different subtypes. We could find three groups. So you have overweight people who have no eating problems at all. Then you have a group who shows strict diet restraint attitudes. They think they were doing it very well. Sometimes they skip breakfast, they skip meals, but then paradoxically they have a lot of hunger, and then they have binge eating problems. And then there is a third group who have no diet at all, but who sometimes eat because they were very emotional. So the advices we gave to all people, specifically for obese people, also for professionals, is that the first thing you have to do is to see which type you are. Some people, it can be normal weight people or overweight people, can have good days where they can follow a very healthy diet. They can have also bad days. And then the question is, do we have here eating problems or not? One of the characteristics is that you have at least a feeling that you eat too much, so that you have a large amount of food. But also very important is that you could not stop. If you think, well, it was a party and I eat too much, but it's because just of the social situation, then it's not a problem. But if you eat too much because you lost your control over eating, then you have a problem, and then you can do two things.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.